Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five fits for Jaden Rashada. He is visiting Georgia tomorrow and Wednesday. I'm not sure what...
You think he's going to visit anybody Thursday?
I do. Okay. So I think he does want to make sure that even if he's going to Georgia, he wants to make sure that the money's right, you know. And you can't really do that unless you have another offer or the idea of another offer, especially if one of those schools is another one on this list.
Bro, these top quarterbacks are turning into like network executives where they don't even have to do their job, and they still find out like ways to make more and more money despite not doing their job.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Absolutely. Number five. Look, if you're looking not to start right away and go and
Isn't
develop.
That where he's supposed to be?
Miami, and he's already committed there at one point of one among the other places he's been committed. But if you're going to sit and develop for a year and they're, you know, maybe on the upswing a little bit, this wouldn't be a bad place to go under Mario Cristobal. I don't see that happening, but, you know, based on the Georgia criteria, you'd have less resistance to start in Miami than you will a year from now at Georgia. And I still don't know, like, you know, how much of the, like, is this him being beaten out or still being in a competition and didn't want to compete? And if he's just ready to go do the Dante
Moore. Somebody tampered and said, hey, can you come see us?
Or do the Dante Moore thing where he just feels it's better off somewhere else. Shannon Dawson's no Kenny Dillingham, but Miami's better than Arizona State is right now, so I could see him fitting there. I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that bridge is toasted, if not burned, right? Yeah. I feel like just emotionally, Hurricanes fans, I don't know, maybe they'd be quick to embrace him, but they're not worried about it this year, like you said. I mean, they've got
Uncle
their quarterback.
Luke would come right, come around the right
yeah,
back.
Yeah, sounds like it. But, yeah, they've got Cam Ward for this season. I mean, you could always use quality backup. But beyond that, I'm sure they'll kick the tires on the idea. I don't know what the personal feelings are like, but this is a business where you don't really burn bridges because, as we've seen, especially in this era, there's a really good chance that a guy you miss out on as a recruit is going to be rolling back to you at some point in time, or you'll have the opportunity to re-recruit him. So, what a finishing touch that would be to this story if he ended up back in Miami after all that's happened. But like you said, probably not the most likely here. No.
Number four, UCF. And again, this is probably not likely because I'm sure there's an NIL component here. Not that UCF maybe couldn't meet it, but I don't know if they would right now. But if you're going to sit behind, you know, KJ Jefferson for a year and then play under a QB guru, you could do worse than getting on the Gus bus. And I think that it would be a fit. He'd do well. But again, he's probably already burned the Sunshine State Bridge with not going to the Gators. So, but UCF, again, I'm just talking about what I think are fits for him and places he could go. And most of them, there's not a lot of places that just have a starting job for him to roll into where he's going to be good, which him visiting Georgia, you know, would lead you to believe that he's ready to sit behind somebody for a year if he's going to do that.
Doesn't it also mean he's pretty damn talented that Georgia wants him to come visit with him?
Yeah. But they're not undefeated either, you know, when it comes to these things. So,
I mean, yeah, it's a nice thought. I don't know really of any connections there that would make this more probable. But, you know, being a quarterback and wanting to play for Gus Malzahn is not a crazy idea. I just don't know if that's enough to pull him in the direction of Orlando when clearly you've got a Georgia, one of, the top two programs, arguably, in the last 10 years, top three at worst, maybe, but probably top two just behind Alabama. When they're banging on your door, no disrespect to the Knights, but, yeah, I think you're probably going to have other suitors, and I don't know where UCF would fall sort of in the need and the NIL portion and all of those things that might be in play. But that'd be great for them.
Number three. Washington, Will Rogers free year, and then perhaps Jaden Rashada under Jed Fish. Does this, you know, get him excited? I don't know. But again, if you're going to sit for a year and then play, you know, I think you could do worse than
you've done. Is he going to sit for a year?
Well, if he's going to Georgia, he is. I mean, that's why I kind of put this in. Yeah. Now, the one number one I have is a place where he maybe wouldn't sit for a year. But if Georgia is on the list, and they are next, and we'll talk about them in a second. But Washington, to me, you know, sit behind Will Rogers and maybe play more. Will Rogers coming off a pretty serious arm injury, too. So you might have maybe even more opportunity to play for UW this year.
Yeah, I mean, there's opportunity there. I don't know if he has a connection with Jed Fish or not. I don't really remember his recruitment in detail. But, yeah, I mean, they obviously turn out good offensive players and great quarterback play. So, sure, pick up where Noah Fifita left off as far as putting up numbers and go roll with the Huskies if Will Rogers is unable to go. Or if he is, you sit back and learn and get ready to whip it around there in the Big Ten in a couple of seasons.
Okay, what you're going to transfer to Georgia because you're going to sit behind what they have now. He needs to play, right?
Well, I mean, it's not like he's a fourth-year senior or something like that.
I know, but I mean, he's thrown 82 passes in his
career.
That's
what I was saying is, like, I mean, but, like, we also need to, like, not act like Georgia's not Georgia.
No,
and totally different from everybody else.
So let's go ahead and throw them up on the board here because they are number two. I just think for Jaden Rashada, it's kind of weird to be a sophomore. But, look, Dante Moore did the same thing at Oregon. So if you're going to go to a place, then this is probably the best place to go because they're Georgia and they're a juggernaut right now. It would also be just hilarious that Florida botched this up so badly and then eventually he goes to Georgia. But I don't know. Like, to me, that's probably where he's going to go because, again, if Georgia says, we want you, are you going to be able to tell them no? Maybe Jaden Rashada can, but I think, you know, this one – he's not going to start over Carson Beck right now.
No.
So,
and there aren't many quarterbacks in college football that would.
Yeah. So that's where it's kind of strange. Let's go to number one, Auburn. I've been talking about Auburn for a year now since Hugh got the job there, and they have not really made a big quarterback move. This would be that. It certainly would be. And you've got some, you know, totally in control, well mentally adjusted alumni that don't, you know, you could convince to throw a bunch of money at you if you're Jaden Rashada. I mean, Auburn handles things really, really well all the time. They're not at all unhinged. So this to me would be the number one fit because I think he can go in there and beat out Peyton Thorne a lot easier than he could go play at some of these other spots.
Yeah, I mean, they've also got younger guys, too, though. A guy like a Walker White comes to mind immediately. So it's not like he'd be just the automatic necessarily. But, I mean, they are one of those, I think, two or three teams that you look at, if not number one. Another team that was mentioned quite a bit that I saw was Mississippi State, which maybe that's not as much after Blake Shapen's spring game. But, I mean, that's also a spring game. So would he be enticed to play for Jeff Lebby in that style of offense, potentially have Shapen play this year and then go on? I don't know. But, yeah, that was just another school that I saw in passing. But, yeah, Auburn, they don't have a surefire thing necessarily beyond this year. So I definitely feel like for all the talk about Hugh Freeze, the quarterback guru, and all those things, you think they'd have it set up maybe a little bit better than it appears like they do, and they wouldn't have a need at this point, but he would make some sense there, and they do have a little bit of a need. So, yeah, I could see Auburn for sure.
I hope Peyton Thorne has just a brilliant year.
So do I, but...
Yeah, man, that was mean.
You know, I mean...
No, I get
it. But, I mean, he's not, like... Again, he's not going to all of a sudden be Bryce Young. You know, he's not going to be Cam Newton there all of a sudden. Maybe it's not... Yeah. I mean...
Well, I mean, and Hugh Freeze with quarterbacks has always usually been a pretty good...
Yeah, but he had receivers running away from him at Michigan State to go play somewhere else, so...
Yeah, and I don't think Peyton Thorne's, like, so good that you're just like, oh, he's just going to start the whole year and be great and all... I mean, like, I don't know. I think transfers kind of get shined up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
In the portal, and so, therefore, I think that, yeah, Jaden Rashada could go over there and make some noise. Nothing's... necessarily off limits as far as playing time goes, but yeah, he'd have to start from behind the eight ball wherever he goes, any of these schools or any of the other ones that he might be interested in or vice versa. So really talented player, but yeah, you kind of want to see it at this point.
By the way, the top five sponsored by Texas Beef House, the Duval family, that live auction is coming up on April 25th. I saw where Kim made an order online with them. TexasBeefHouse.com, just outside of Tyler, live and online auction for Texas-raised Wagyu beef, and about everything you could imagine will be available. All right, thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Thank you, Emery Winter, Jack McKenzie, and Garrett Ross. Garrett had to weave and wind and maneuver through all sorts of crazy.
A little bit. We got it.
We got it in. Craig Smoke, thank you so much. It's great to be back again for yet another week. And we will be back tomorrow. Paul's Triple Option at 1. We'll be back on live from 3 until 6. For our great sponsors, for those of you inside of the chat room, those who have texted us, and also you just watch or listen and you just kind of mind your own business, we appreciate your
hopefully
support.
Hopefully press that subscribe button as well. Hit and that thumbs like up
and
button.
And then pass the word
along. Less than 1,000 to 40,000.
360,
let's get there.
365 Sports tonight. Tonight at 10:30 and every weeknight at 10:30 on the CW. For Paul and Craig, I'm David Smoke. Thank you and have a great night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.